pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. After I joined here in 86, November, in December itself, I received a telegram from my home, Bombay, that mother is very serious. If you want, you come and see her. Then I showed the telegram to Bhagwan, and Swami apparently not bothered about it. Finally, I drew attention because I was very eager, new here. Then Swami said, "What?" I said, "Swamiji, can I go to Mumbai?" He said, "Why?" "Swamiji, I want to see my mother." In Hindi, I said, "Swami, maa ko dekhna hai." Then Swami played a pun in Hindi. He said, "Maa ko dekhna hai. Are tu kyo maa ko dekhega, main dekhega." In other words, in English, Swami said, "What will you see your mother?" He twisted, meaning, "You will look after your mother." Seeing and looking, he played a pun. "I will look after her." Then I realized, oh, I can surrender all my problems to him. Mind you, she lived for 12 years after that. That is the power of his word. So, wonderful input to me. Then, in 1987, Swamiji, on 15th June, Swamiji gave a discourse to the institute. That time, we used to start the academic session after Swami's discourse. So, there, very new to me, Swami said, "I have started this institute not just to give you degrees or knowledge in physics, chemistry, mathematics. I have not added this university, one more in hundreds of universities already in India. But prime purpose is to impart common sense, general knowledge, and human values." There, it's worth recalling, Swami said common sense means doing right thing, the right time, in a right way, in a right environments. That is common sense. That comes with experience. Second, general knowledge. I thought general knowledge means knowledge of the whole universe, or at least world and different countries. He said, no. General knowledge is a knowledge that is atmic, atmic vidya, knowledge of the self. That is general, common to all these students. Not only student, whosoever is with Swami, teachers, administrators. Then there, Swami gave in detail examples what is common sense, what is general knowledge, but I'm not entering into it. But third point, which he said, human values. You people talk about Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Ahimsa, Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Ahimsa. How do you know the person is practicing human values or not? Swami gave two very key words. First, person should have unity between thought, word and deed. Second, he should have character, control of senses. So that gave me clear idea of what this institute is meant for. He said, "I have brought you all to transform you, not just information technology. Information is given for transformation. That is IT. Now, I used to enjoy that how Swami, every step, he is teaching the students. For instance, I observed one student trying to give a letter to Bhagwan. And Swami took the letter, put his hand on student's head and pushed him down. "See down, giraffe." So everybody laughed. He is a guru, guru is not the right word. He is the ultimate divine guide, divine principle, come in the human form to teach us in a very simple way. He doesn't give any mantras. our initiation. No. So, when I try to analyze and discuss with the student, it is teaching to me also, that Swami told him, giraffe. Giraffe means there's a distance between head and the heart. So, maybe it was an indication to the student, don't be egoistic. Make use of your heart also. And see down. How to do it also? See down. Meaning, bend. Surrender. Humility. So, this is the way. When Lord comes as a guru, or we accept him as a guru, in every move, he teaches us something or other. Okay. Another, the incident comes to me, my mind, when Swami had told me, before you go to the class, you should see that you have practiced what you say in the class. Otherwise, you have no right to speak in the class. So, transformation. Then, one day, one of the students in early batches, in CIE test, I found, out of his curiosity or whatever it is, or he was not prepared for the exam, he tried to copy from his neighbor. The answer books came to me to assess them, and I could identify, brought to the notice of those two students. Then person who had copied, stolen the answer book from the neighbor, I asked him, now there's a proof. You have copied. No, sir, I have not copied. I said, still you are telling lie? No, sir. I said, very easy for me to go and report to the authorities. You know what will happen. You'll have to discontinue your MBA. Then boy got a little shaken up. Then he said, yes, sir. I said, now tell me, what punishment should be given to you? He was quiet. Only answer was crying. Then I said, okay, this incident, you know, I know, and above all, Swami knows everything. If you give me a promise that henceforth you will never tell a lie, then this chapter will be closed. Only three of us, we know. Give me a promise. He said, yes, sir. Throughout life, yes, sir. I said, okay, done. 5 years later, this boy comes back, meets me, and tells me, sir, I'm appointed senior executive in this organization. It's all because of that incident I remembered, sir. I said, what? I had forgotten by that time. Sir, do you remember in CI test? Yes. Good boy. He said, sir, not only you call me as a good boy, but I'm setting an example, but I see that my subordinates, my colleagues, also follow path of truth. Good. Continue. Another incident I can tell you. There was one student, quite arrogant. And he won't attend classes properly. Then even with the hostel authorities, he will show as if he's fed up. Because I was associated with the hostel dispensary, they told me, can you look into this case? I said, okay. Boy, once he was not well, came to me, gave him the medicine. Then next day, I thought this is a nice opportunity to see, because there are a lot of complaints about him. I went to the hostel. He was in the room, not really very sick. Okay, medicine had already helped him. Then I asked him, why? Your behavior is not up to the mark. He said, what, sir? What is the use? All these people, I said, don't talk loosely like this. What is your problem? You first tell us. Sir, what will you do? I said, tell me now, what is your problem? It's related to my family. I said, if you don't mind, you share with me. He said, my father met with an accident, became invalid. He was asked to discontinue the job. Out of compassion, the company gave a job to my mother. So after a year or so, my mother started working. She was busy in her own way. And I was not actually concerned with my father and mother more than my younger sister, who was studying. She was being neglected. And if a girl is not guided properly, I was very scared, the student said. So I said, then what's your problem? Sir, I'm very upset. You're upset with yourself. Why are you behaving like this? Why don't you write to Swami? What, sir? Swami, I wrote so many letters, tried to convey to Swami. I never got a chance. He said, did you tell warden, sir, to give you an opportunity? I have told, sir. Swami doesn't look at me. I said, okay, today is Saturday. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, you people are coming for darshan. I will tell warden. And then prepare whatever your problems are there. You write it down and you hand it over to Swami. If Swami comes to near to me, I will also tell Swami, please help him. So with that courage, he tried. And Swami has his own way, own style. Swami came closer to him, but totally ignored him. And came after darshan. See, sir, I told you. I said, okay, try in the evening again. Evening, he tried. He was given a good position to sit and offer. Swami did not come in that area at all. He was very disappointed. He came to me crying. And I said, don't worry. You have written a letter to Swami. It doesn't go in vain. We'll see. Next time when Swami comes and discusses with me, I will take liberty of mentioning Swami about your problem. Next day morning, Monday, I was going to the college as usual in the morning, and this boy was entering from other gate of the institute. He saw me and he waved, sir, sir, sir. So he came running to me, appearing very happy. I said, what happened? He said, sir, Swami took my letter. I said, when did Swami come in the night in the hostel? No, sir. Swami came in my dream. I was carrying that letter, and in the dream, same place, Swami was in Red Ben's car, and he saw me. Swami called me, come. And when I went there, he put his car window down, told the driver that this is a very good boy. Huh? Tell me. Swami took my letter. Not only that, he opened the door of the car and extended his lotus feet to take namaskar. I'm very happy, sir. I said, that's good. He finished his MA in English. 5 years later, he comes to me. Not five, sorry. 2 years later, he comes to me. He says, sir, my responsibility is over. What responsibility? Sir, I worked. I got a job. And there, I came across one nice boy. Swami is a student. And things moved favorably. And he accepted my sister as a partner. And can you believe, sir? No dowry. Just, he said, how can I take dowry? No, 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 no. So Swami's teachings put into practice. This boy became so happy. He said, now. And mind you, I think a couple of years back, he met me outside the Prashanti Nilayam, one of the festivals. He is an advocate in a very big company, very influential man. He said, sir, anytime, any help you need. I said, you be a good person, good boy, good man. He's married and settled. So this is how even in the dream, Swami keeps transforming. Which guru? I don't know. Only when God you accept him as your guru, can do anything. There's no limit. One day, in an interview, I got an opportunity to tell Swami, Swamiji, I know that you are avatar, meaning inside I have accepted you as my guru, ultimate divine master. Swamiji, I want to know from avatar's mouth how to make best use of avatar. Swami was quite looking at me sternly. When my turn came to receive Vibhuti packet, after interview, Swami gives that. He gave me two sentences. Love. Love is God. Live in love. In that, then subsequently, Swami had gathered that Swami said love is to be divine love. That selfless, changeless, and fearless love. Then also, love is the quickest way to reach the goal. Second sentence Swami gave me, Ahamkaram, Aham, I, is constant. Atma, Paramatma, whatever you call the self, and names are immaterial. When it gets attached with the form, it becomes Aham Akar. Then we identify with our bodies. That is multiple, unlimited. But you pay attention to the I. If you see now, or what, why you, me first, that when I see Swami's teachings, they are based only on these two guidelines. Everything Swami said, love, love, love. Love is the quickest way to reach a goal. Goal of life is to realize who we are. In earlier discourses, not that Swami was different, my understanding was incomplete. I used to think that Swami is talking only about devotion, bhajan singing, do good work, this and that. He doesn't have a particular path to follow to reach the goal. Whereas other gurus may give some mantra, some initiation, this and that. But when later on, I kept on understanding more and more. Today, I can say with confidence, every discourse, Swami gives the same path, that is, see God in everyone. When you see God in everyone, you'll automatically love. Or other way around also, you start the process of loving, the selfless love, the changeless love, fearless love, then you'll see automatically your family, you become expanded. That means whole thing from I to we to he. So there is only one. How beautifully every discourse Swami connects and gives us these hidden, subtle guidelines. Now, to see this, Swamiji, when boys, they interact and they plead to Bhagwan, Swami, please talk to us, please talk to us, Swami. And even I would join the boys because we want Swami to speak to all of us. Then Swami would ignore. Then Swami would, they would shout, please Swami, please Swami, please. Swami looks at me, looks at the boys and says, please Swami. Hey, don't understand, he's just a ordinary chancellor of the university or some person who gives you joy. No. First, you must please. How will you please Swami? Follow his instructions. Follow his teachings. Then you deserve to have interaction with Swami. Then Swami looks at me. He says, see, these boys have come for degrees, for project. Let them finish. Let them go. Then they would shout, no, Swami, no, Swami, no, Swami. Again, when the shouts subside from the boys, Swami look at them. No, Swami. K-N-O-W. You must know who Swami is. before you deserve. When you know, automatically you'll have value, you'll have reverence for him. Then another very interesting student I came across. Very good boy, joined MBA after engineering. His parents were highly devoted. He openly admits that he got admission because of devotion, mother's devotion to Swami. Without going into details, he completed MBA. And while he was in final year MBA, he prayed to Swami, rather his mother and father, they got an interview, prayed to Swami that his younger brother should also get MBA because he had then completed engineering. Swami gave him the admission. But this boy, senior brother, he pleaded to Swami to continue for PhD. Okay? Swami granted after a lot of interactions. He had to go for data collection to Mumbai. Swami blessed him. And towards the end, he told Swami, please bless me, Swami, that I should not make any errors. I don't want to tarnish your name, Swami's name. Swami, to my surprise, he responded in a different way, stern way. Hey, you think my name, you can tarnish my name? My glory or the tarnishing my name, it depends upon your conduct, your behavior. You behave yourself. You earn a good name for yourself. Otherwise, they'll tell you that you are Swami's student and you are making mistakes. So that was a lesson for me. That we think that no. We should take care of Swami's name. Who are we? He is avatar. He is ultimate. Now, coming to his younger brother. He didn't have faith in Swami at all. And somehow he was pulling on. But Swami, how he transforms them. One day, Swami asked him, what's your name? He gave his name. Your parents' name is this. Your father has this problem. Your mother, highly devoted. Then he thought, hey, my elder brother would have told everything about us to Swami, and Swami is repeating that. But it was not so. Then Swami created a ring for him, put it on his finger. The next day, in the evening, darshan time, again Swami told him, how are you? Did you tell your mother over phone? Yes, Swami. What did she tell? Before he could say, did your mother not tell you? Listen to Swami. Have faith in Swami. He is God. Did she not tell you this? Be careful. Behave yourself. Then he realized, how does Swami know? What did I speak to my mother over phone? Oh, he knows everything. Huh? Then Swami told him, Sira, I know everything about everybody. Not only you, all devotees, everybody. So he said, how can it be? The thought came in his mind. How I know? Well, these boys used to share with me all their feelings and interactions. Then I was there at that time. Swami told him, see, in the darshan line, do you see this boy? He's looking at us. Yes, Swami. Go to him. Ask him, what is your name? What is his name? He'll tell you this is name. Where does he come from? He'll tell you he's come from London. When did you come? How long you're going to be there? What have you studied? What for you are here? He'll tell you that I'm waiting for Swami's interview. Why? Because he is doing medicine. After he finishes medicine in London, he wants to come and join. He seeks my permission. Go and ask him. He went there. Everybody was surprised that the student going and talking to somebody in the darshan ground, and he brought back all the 6 questions, same answers which Bhagavan had given him. So from that moment onwards, he realized, oh, Swami is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. I'll tell you one very interesting incident. Because I was also a learner. After I joined in early years, that is 1988 to be very precise, Swami made me in charge of placing the students for summer project, MBA students. In the gap of vacation gap between first year MBA and second MBA, students are supposed to be placed and they work in the industry to gain the experience. That responsibility was given to me. Very happily, with the help of the colleagues and seniors, we placed the students in Bangalore. Instructions were that the student should be placed in Bangalore or a little bit around Bangalore so that all can go together, come back in the evening and have interaction with Bhagwan. As I used to tell students, this is a summer project. Actually treat that as somehow project, but our main project is to have interactions with Bhagwan. You'll never get this opportunity. Okay, so this batch, almost all students were placed, but about six of them, they were not very happy. Our company wanted a different profile of these students. So they were not actually placed. Now, project time, starting time was over. So excepting these six students, rest about 25, 26 students were already placed. Now, I did not know the background. One senior devotee had approached me, knowing that it's difficult to place these students all in a close by area. He told me that why don't you send all the students to my factory in Chennai. I said, no, I can't do that because Swami has clearly given me the instruction to put them in Bangalore. I didn't give him the reason because Swami, I know that our main aim was to have interactions with Bhagwan. Then he was very upset. I didn't know anything about this devotee, such a great devotee, very close to Bhagwan, and very innocently I declined. It seems that the devotee went and expressed his displeasure against me. And in the evening, thrice session, Swami called me in front of all VIPs and students and teachers that, how many boys have you placed? All done? I said, yes, Swami, a few still are to be done. They are to be changed. The company is to be changed. He said, you think that you are mother for them, for their students, to hold all the students around you in the in Bangalore? Why don't you allow them to go to Chennai? I was wondering. Are Swami has given me the instruction. Swami, you have given me. But with His grace, it came back to my mind. Mind you, I am dealing with not just a guru, the divinity, the Lord. He is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. In spite of all this, He knows what has happened. In spite of that, He is telling me, or rather scolding me. I kept quiet, as if I have accepted my mistake. And I kept quiet. And Swami said, yes, allow them to go to Tamil Nadu, Chennai. Kept quiet, nodded my head without my internal satisfaction. Then, as soon as I came out from the thrice session, another senior devotee sitting there, he heard whole conversation and he approached me. He said, Bhagya, what's the problem? Why you're not able to place all the students here in Bangalore? Then I narrated the details. Half a dozen students still need to be placed properly. He said, okay, don't worry. I'll call up somebody. You go to him. Tomorrow itself morning you go and he'll help you. So I went, this guy in Bangalore, he was distributing the products of in around Mysore and exporting. So he had a very big position. All the industries, as if they would accept whatever he says with regards to a small thing like placement of his students. So I met him. He said, how many students you want to place? I said, about 6. Which area? I said, 2 are in marketing, finance, and details again. He said, totally, how many students you have? 32. You want all the 32 students? You bring it to me. I have so many industries, and I can place 2 here, 4 here, there, to the full satisfaction. Finance, production, marketing, and so on. So I was very happy. The problem is solved. He said, see, today is Friday. Tomorrow, you send the student. You need not come. Just ask them to come and meet me. I'll place them whatever number of the students you sent. I said, thank you very much, sir. So I came very happily. Then, in the evening, Vice Chancellor came from Puttaparthi. I was in, this was all in Vrindavan. News is spread that Bhagya is fired. Swami is very upset with him. And we don't know what has happened. He is not able to do his job. So Vice Chancellor ran and came to me, and I gave him whole briefing that, sir, this is what has happened. He said, you have placed them now. I said, yes, but Swami insisted that, okay. Then Swami, he tried to have interaction with Swami. Swami did not give. Straight, there was the tri session, evening tri session, where everybody was present, including our Vice Chancellor, sir. Then, Swami, look at this, so many things to learn from Bhagavan. Once the hierarchy person has come from the organization, that is Vice Chancellor, Swami did not ask me anything about placement. Straight, yes, Vice Chancellor, what is happening? Why boys are not placed? So he had full background. Then he said, Swamiji, it's all placed. By Monday, everything will be all right. Everything will be, all will be done, sir, Swami. Then Swami, are, suddenly changed. He said, hey, Vice Chancellor, what Monday you are talking? Bhagya, did he not tell you that send them tomorrow, Saturday onwards? Yes, Swami. My gosh, he knows everything. So, I realized that he knows everything, and continuously you have to keep it in mind. Not only that, then Swami again has scolded me. What, Bhagya? You are sending boys here, there, Chennai, Bangalore. What do you think? Hey, either you adjust karo. You adjust all the boys here. Don't send them out. Are? Again the tables were turned and he was favoring me. Then I sit back. And realize he is omnipresent. He is omniscient. Why in a worldly way he is playing a divine drama? Because he has to please his devotee. He has to, you know, blame me so that devotee feels yes, satisfied. Yet he wanted to all the boys to be there in Vrindavan, means whatever the goal which he had was also fulfilled. How he created another person who came and helped me. I did not do anything. So, as the question was put to me, that when you know God is your guru, you are dealing with guru, not ordinary guru, not only Sadguru, he is divine, ultimate. To talk to him or call him as a guru is not at all appropriate. He is beyond, he is omnipresent, omniscient. He is the ultimate power which cannot be perceived, which cannot be seen, which cannot be interacted otherwise. He has taken the form and in front of us, he has appeared to teach us, to guide us. So that is the greatest lesson I learned, that Lord is continuously, you keep in mind, do your best, keep in mind that He is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. Surrender all your action. He will guide you, correct you. And because you have a total surrender, He will protect you. I have another incident of student who came here after engineering. Most of the MBA boys earlier days, a lot of engineering background, they used to come. This boy, he appeared good, very decent in talking, but he was not applying his mind fully. Then one day I asked him, "You have any difficulty in at least my subject I can talk about, like statistics and things like that, business stuff?" He said, "No, sir, I have no difficulty. But then your performance in small tests I conduct in the class, so poor." Then he didn't say anything. One day, he came to the dispensary again, seeking some help, medical help. I gave him. He went out. He said, "Sir, are you free for some time?" I said, "Right now, free." "No, I want to interact with you." "Please do so." Then he told me that he is coming from a family. We had one guru, still guru is there, from Karnataka they come from. And all family dedicated. Since his childhood, he was also dedicated. Somehow, when he grew up, he observed certain things which he did not agree with. So he left that guru. And without, too hasty, too young mind, inexperienced, he generalized that all gurus are like that only. He didn't want to come and join here, but to please his parents, he appeared, half-heartedly appeared in the examination, and to his surprise that he was chosen and finally got the MBA seat, but his mind was not here. So he told me, "Sir, I see so many teachers here, hostel and college. I'm just taking one particular example of yours, not to highlight myself or my ego or anything, that you are coming here and selflessly offering the services. So I feel like talking to you." Then he said, "Frankly, I have no faith in gurus." There I told him, "We are not dealing with one guru here. He is an avatar. He knows your past, present and future. Believe me, you have been brought here because you had some problem or you did not get from earlier guru what you wanted. So he has brought you here. Open your mind and accept the things as they are. Remove the past. Now you see how selflessly people are working. So many projects of Bhagwan. In fact, just a little side note, I had asked Swami once in Thrai, "Swamiji, I know for sure that Swamiji is avatar. How do I convey to the students when the students don't believe? I feel like slapping them, Swami." This is how he was operating on my anger. He said, "Hey, no. Who told you to go and tell everybody that Satya Sai Baba is God?" He said, "Swami, you are. And I am fully convinced." He said, "Young minds." In fact, he told me, "When you were young, engineering students, what were the things in your mind? What were you? How do you expect that they will suddenly accept the Satya Sai Baba as God?" Swami, then they will miss wonderful opportunity, chance. He said, "See, you can tell them Satya Sai Baba is selfless. Out of love, he gives to the society, he does for us so much because of selfless love. Then they will observe. They will see for themselves. They will accept, yes, it is selflessness and love is the basis. Gradually, they will accept Swami's teachings, Swami's instructions. That's all. I don't want them to accept me as a guru or a god. Just see that, expose them to the whatever is happening around here. I say, yes, Swami. So, like that, if we see, Swami has been guiding each and every person in his or her own way. He will never say that if you do this, I will guide you. Otherwise, I will not. On the contrary, he'll say, you want this? I'll do that. For instance, there was one doctor who had come. He was very good in pathology and things like that. He said that he will not be able to join full time. Swami asked him, why? He said, Swami, my wife is a dentist. Swami said, okay, I'll open dentistry department here, dental department here. Swami started dental department in General Hospital because of one doctor. So, he is ready to help us. Come one, come all. The fundamental thing is, you should have love for God and you should surrender. Then he will mold us. He will remove the hurdles and make us reach the goal. This, now Guru Purnima is coming soon. We have to keep in mind, he is a divine guru, he is a divine master. It's not just any guru where we go offer or something to the guru and get mantra or get some guidance. No, he is eternal guru. Physical form was to make us realize that he is omnipresent, he is omniscient. So many times I have seen Swami used to put across these things so clearly that we realize, even though physically Swami is not able to see, but he knows everything. I'll give you a small example. One boy wanted to narrate his problem of his father to Swami. And the best way students do is write a letter and give it to Swami. So this boy tried one or two times, didn't succeed. Then he told warden that, sir, today I want to give this. My father is quite serious. And you please allow me. He said, no, I've already allotted the first row to other students. You can do one thing. After that, you can run and occupy a suitable place in darshan. So he ran. By the time he reached, he was third or fourth from the front line where Swami gives the round. Then those days, Swami used to come. Before Swami used to come, there used to be music that to make us alert that Swami just started from his residence to come for darshan. Then the another observation was that wherever you are, be seated there. Don't move once the music starts. So, before the music started, this boy, he found that where Swami's path was, there was nice rangoli, leaves, flowers, and few, because of the wind, few petals of the flower and one or two leaves, they flew away from the site, rangoli site. So he got up from third row, came in the front, he readjusted the flowers and leaves. In the meantime, the music started. Now, as per the norms, He stood there and he told the front boys, please give me some space. I want to sit here. I'm not supposed to move. So they adjusted and made him sit there. So he achieved the purpose. Now I can give a letter to Bhagwan. Swamiji came. When he came closer to this boy, he wanted to give a letter. Swami said, hey, where were you? He was quiet. You are seated there. How did you come in the front? Swami, I know. This petal was there and you kept it here. This leaf had gone there and you brought it, isn't it? Yes, Swami. Where am I? Boy was shocked. Then Swami took the letter and Swami simply told to him, ask your father to come here. Parthi, put a Parthi. Yes, Swami. My father will not be able to sit for darshan. Did I tell you to ask him to come for darshan? I asked you, bring him to Puttaparthi. So he was brought. He thought that, my father comes, Swami will give us interview. He somehow requested the authorities in the mandir and he got father a seat on a black stone benches. Very near to the cooler, far off. So, he thought that 1 week would be enough. For 1 week, father was seated. Every day, boy would get up and tell Swami, wanted to tell Swami, Swami, my father has come. Swami ignored him. 1 week over, father's turn came to go back. Father went with the other relatives and same evening, Swami comes and tells the boy, where's your father? Where's your father? Like that, we call him. Swami, today morning only they have left. Then Swami said, I know, your father used to be seated there near water cooler, isn't it? Every day I was seeing him. And he has this problem. Yes, Swami. Don't worry. So, father reached. After a few days, boy receives the phone from father, from his house. The father is much better. In fact, when he went for checkup, doctor was surprised. Where is the problem? Why? What did you do? What treatment did you take? Apart from what I have been giving you. Sir, I had gone to Puttaparthi. Oh, see, there's no need to follow up. All your reports are clear. Be happy. Then his parents rang him up. Next day he wrote a letter to Swami and he sat there. In fact, Swami, although he was not in the front, Swami picked up the letter from him and boy came in the front and he said, Swami, my father... I know. Be happy. Now, when you recall, Swami told him to be in here at Puttaparthi. This place is so sanctified. Every grain of the soil here is charged with divinity. Avatar has walked on this place day in, day out. There cannot be better place than this in the whole of the universe, I say. So, we should remember Guru Purnima comes to remind us the relationship between us and not just ordinary Guru, the divine Guru who is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. He has made our path so easy. Follow the path of love. Because once Swami said, instant coffee, instant tea, you want instant realization? Yes, it is there. Come, follow path of love. Then everything will be done. But you follow his instructions properly. I feel though you are blessed to even talk about Swami's leelas, especially accepting him as our guru, guide, philosopher, everything, that we are benefited so much. With this, I take your leave. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.